healthcare expert Seth Denson is his name. And he has got some very interesting news for us. 1 in 10 Americans skip doses as prescription drug prices rise. That's right. Seth, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, and I want to tell you, when I heard from you, and I just couldn't believe it at first, but it doesn't surprise me. We have something from Mr. Denson. 1 in 10 Americans skip doses as prescription drug prices are on the rise. 1 in 10. A group of Democratic senators this week introduced the Affordable Medication Act, legislation that aims to put prescription drug prices, yes, to cut them right down. Seth, tell me, this came as a shock to many, and I understand. I have something here from someone who actually learned that her inhaler would jump from a 50% copay to a staggering $1,000 a month. Is this true?
Well, it is. I think the specific situation you're talking about, we're seeing a lot when specifically seniors lose access to health insurance coverage, or anyone loses access to health insurance coverage. You know, the pharmaceutical industry has aligned itself in the past with the insurance industry, driven by what's called the pharmacy benefit manager. I know I'm giving you a lot of layers, but that's because there's a lot of layers in the healthcare system. And they've aligned themselves with these folks over the years to, we'll call it, pull the wool over Americans' eyes as to the rising cost of healthcare, specifically prescription drugs. And they've done this by allowing us to pay minuscule copays, not realizing on the back end that that is the one of the largest drivers of the increases of our health insurance premiums. Health insurance premiums are just the financing of our health care expenses over time. And so when we start to look at what's going on in the United States, the driving and increasing cost of health care, both insurance and access to it through prescription drugs, this is becoming a real reality. And it's why both Democratic senators, Democratic legislators, Republican legislators, Republican senators, and the President of the United States have come out and said, we must do something about the rising cost of drug prices. Here's the challenge, though. You have to understand all of the complexities of the problem rather than focusing on one, which is cost, because it's the complexity of those problems that are driving that cost. And if we just simply come out and say, we're going to force drug manufacturers to lower their price without understanding all of the components, what we could end up doing is halting the innovation and advancement of medicine. So this is a complex issue.
Boy, you know something? I have never, this is the first time, Seth, that I have heard that description. The first time. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, it is. It's a challenge. And I tell you, this is something that we talk about a lot at our firm, GDP Advisors. I write about it in my book that's coming up. It's most Americans don't really think and or know about all of the various, we'll call it, hands in the proverbial cookie jar of the healthcare system. And unlike in other areas of our economic lives, where we know the prices of things before we go get them, we can understand how things cost and why, we can shop around, that doesn't necessarily apply in healthcare, because we've all just kind of utilized our insurance company to do what we consider is quote unquote best for us. But in reality, if we will start to think about our health insurance companies like our credit card companies, we might start to question, okay, what is this $50 copay really costing on the back end? And if you look at the average stock price of the largest health insurers since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, they're up on average over 300%. They're not interested in losing money. That copay is not your friend.
Seth, now, you just mentioned that you have written a book.
I have.
All right.
It'll be available on Amazon starting this week, actually. It comes out very soon. It's called The Cure, a blueprint for solving America's healthcare crisis.
Oh, this is terrific. I'm so glad that members of my radio audience will be able to pick this up. Now, what is the title of the book again?
It's called The Cure, a blueprint for solving America's healthcare crisis.
And it's coming out again when?
The actual release date is September the 1st, but it will be available for pre-order on Amazon this week, quite possibly even today.
Boy, that's terrific. And it's going to have this kind of information. You know, what I try to do on my talk program, and I'm on 5 days a week here in the area of Connecticut, I want to be sure to get to my listeners. This is one of the things that I really work at, to get to them some of these things that I create because of my radio talk show, and they get a break. Otherwise, they're not going to get one.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there are shows like yours out there that are informing the listeners and the consumers, and especially around healthcare. Healthcare is one of those things that we oftentimes live, I believe, in these echo chambers of sound bites. And unfortunately, we just get our information from whatever echo chamber we find ourselves in. And we really need to change our mindset when it comes to healthcare in the United States. The consumer is actually the one that can ultimately solve the healthcare crisis.
That's right.
But we have to become more informed, and we have to act on that, and not just blindly trust people in white lab coats or the logos on our ID cards. We need to get engaged.
Okay, how long, for example, Seth, I'm talking to Seth Denson, a healthcare expert who has just finished a book, and we're going to be able to see that you can pick it up because it's going to be sold right away. So again, how long did it take you to develop something like this?
Well, my wife would tell you that this book has been in my head for the last 10 years. So I've been in the business for 20 years, and I have watched as the industry has continued to morph into this behemoth of pressing down against the consumer. Now, I want to be very clear. I'm a free market capitalist, and I believe that our healthcare system needs to be a profitable one in order to continue to advance medicine. But the way in which the economic system operates and the way that which these insurance companies, healthcare companies, delivery system, pharmaceutical companies have all worked together. We talk about collusion a lot in the United States, but this is the real area of collusion that's going on right now is in our healthcare system, and that we need to start to come in and set some boundaries, not price fix necessarily, because I don't believe that the government should run healthcare. But this has been an ongoing labor of love. It took me about 2 years to research and write the book and really go back into the legislative structures over the past century that have led us to where we are today. And it's some of those things that we need to unwind while at the same time launch some new initiatives as well.
Well, I'll tell you, Seth, I'm going to call you again, but I do want you to give me the title of the book again so we can get that out. As you say, it's coming out, but I thought I had a misprint here when I said that the cost has jumped from 50 cents a copay to a staggering $1,000 a month. My god,
it's real. And by the way, just real quick, to address something, I was listening to your show before I had the opportunity to come on, and I listened to your last caller, and he mentioned where the process of pharmaceutical companies buying competition, and forcing drugs to delay. That's an actual real situation that happened. Now, the Federal Trade Commission is trying to go out and prosecute when they realize this is going on, but that's a big area where our Justice Department has failed and our Patent Department has failed, and they are creating these monopolies and allowing drug companies to go either, one, buy up competition, or two, do what's called pay for delay. And that's exactly what your last caller was talking about, and he was I was glad to hear that he has been doing his research as well.
Well, I thank you so much for this morning.